day. It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it. Yeah. Yeah, you was... Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show. This is episode 51. I'm gonna tell you, dude. Show them real quick.
What are we telling them?
We got the what?
We tell them, showing them what?
We got three cameras, bro.
Oh, peep it.
Hold on. Do wide angle. Now is my close up, and then Nick's close up. What is going on? And we didn't have to touch any buttons.
No, we didn't. Jared did.
Hey, you know, we got some good news. Got to, but no, bro. We keep upgrading.
We keep upgrading.
I feel like. Every time, bro, we add in a new Transformer, I kind of feel like Voltron.
You need to scoot your chair closer because you're about falling out of the corner of the frame.
Oh, that's great framing.
What are you, not closer? Yeah, like to me.
Oh. How's this?
I don't know.
Now that's going to be out of focus.
You don't be thinking it through. Anyway.
This doesn't feel good.
Here's the thing. Today, this is what we're going to do today on today's episode. We're going to hit a top five. We're going to hit a Do You Believe It? Cake's going to get another conspiracy segment.
Heck yeah.
So we're going to hit Would You Rather, as always, Patreon questions. And I'm going to tell you a random crazy story I found on the internet. Just move your own stuff. Don't move my stuff. But that's what we're doing today.
Just want to make sure I can see you.
And in the future, we're going to have like little pre-rolls for this stuff. What's up, everybody? But right now, we are going to... I'm going to tell you something actually real quick. I'm going to tell you about how TikTok... doesn't want to see us win, okay? TikTok.
Oh, TikTok, bro.
TikTok has removed our videos too many times for violating community guidelines. They remove us for sexual activity.
For what?
When we're talking about, would you rather have Squidward's nose on your nipples?
Like what?
They remove us for sexual activity?
Yeah, bro. I'm like... there's so much stuff on that app. When you scroll and you're like, how? Like, me, I'm like, see stuff on For You page.
Yeah.
How is that on there?
I'm like, my children, my daughter especially.
Yeah. Will never possibly.
Will never have TikTok. Okay. But in general, it's like, there's like half-naked 12-year-olds on TikTok and million likes.
And we just talking about like, how do you wipe your butt?
How do you wipe your butt?
We said
on this last one, we posted a video. It just got fresh into the algae too. We was feeling it. And it was Would You Rather from the last podcast episode we posted. It was Would You Rather wear only a thong for a month or only a tank top for a month?
Yeah.
We didn't say nothing crazy, did we?
The craziest thing was that he pulled up like a satchel with one on the side. That's it.
I didn't even say no. I said all code words.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, we understand, like, you can't say certain things on the app, and we...
But that's not even true.
Yeah, facts.
Not even true.
There's people that will, like, take text on... and I'm not trying to knock out the people. There's people that will put text for certain words, and they're not different words. They're just putting a three where an E should be.
I'm just saying, our content, for the most part, is clean. We're like PG-13.
Yeah.
Because
and
I want...
people reach out being like, I appreciate you guys having clean content.
Because I want our stuff to be able to be viewed by everyone in the family.
Yeah.
I don't want to block an audience just because we cuss or something. So I want to have it open to everybody.
Yeah.
I would even go as far as say we're family friendly. Maybe. Like,
that's
we're pretty close.
There's a line and we're riding it.
Okay.
And we're kind of... you know, we're tipping.
We're on it, yeah.
We're on it, but we're tipping. We're losing balance.
All I'm saying is, if you're going to ban us...
ban us for the right reasons. Ban us because Nick's just not a good-looking guy.
Right. Instead of the other stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But you're great.
Thanks. So right now, we're going to go... we're jumping right into this. We're jumping right into top five. And today's top five...
yeah.
...is top five breakfast cereals.
Yeah.
Do you have a list in mind?
I got my number one.
Number one out the gate.
Out the gate. Should we go five to one? Do you have yours like...
I wrote mine out. I prepared. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want to go or do you want to go one and one? And then...
we can go one and one.
One and one?
One and one.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Tell me your top. Your top. I have mine.
Number one?
I have mine in no I have mine in no particular order.
Oh.
It's just top five.
Okay.
It's
that's not as fun.
It's not in order.
Not
I don't know. Fun. Let me see if I can pick my order. No way.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't pick mine.
All right, so, all right, out the gate, apple cinnamon Cheerios.
Somebody said it sounds way off. Yeah, it's probably because of that Black Magic. That junk's always lagging. What did you say?
Apple cinnamon Cheerios.
Apple cinnamon Cheerios?
Yeah.
Dang, you just remind me of Apple Jacks. Let me see if I can remove one of mine.
Someone said they don't think my mic is working that good. Is it bad?
Is it? What y'all hear is what they hear. So.
Hello.
Sounds good in my ears.
Sounds good in my ears.
Somebody say you're too far from the mic. You're not talking at it.
All right.
Is this better, guys?
So we got, what was that? Okay, let me see if I can remove one of these and put Apple Jacks, because Apple Jacks do be hitting. All right, I've removed one, and I've put Apple Jacks. I'm saying Apple Jacks for one.
Okay. I'm going.
Because I forgot about them.
I'm going Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs ain't top five.
Yeah, I love it, bro. I be lying. Like, I know it's like that. It's overly sugar, like sugary, and like people are like, oh, you really like Cocoa Puffs? But like, I was about that. That was probably my favorite cereal as a kid, for sure.
Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah.
Huh.
I loved it, bro. Everything.
I'll tell you this.
Real quick, say? Side note. Do you drink the milk from your cereal bowl after your cereal?
Okay, yeah, what?
No.
You don't drink the milk?
No.
What do you mean you don't drink the milk?
It's disgusting, bro.
What are you talking about?
It's got chunks of your cereal swirled up. And what? It's so disgusting. No matter what the cereal is.
You don't
is.
Drink this. What if you have the perfect amount of cereal to milk ratio?
This perfect ratio then is gone. No cereal.
Sorry? No, I'm talking about perfect, like, your last spoonful of cereal took your last bit of milk. Is that not the same?
It's not the same. It's the people that would take the bowl when there's leftover
milk.
I'll
put extra milk just to drink the bowl. I'll pull more cereal into my milk.
That's so gross, bro. That's so disgusting.
You didn't think that through.
It's like,
what are you talking about?
It's like, what? For what?
The experience. I make sure my milk icy cold too. I put my cereal in the freezer.
The milk makes me poop, bro.
I put my cereal. I use oat milk right now, but I put that joint in the freezer.
I switched to oat milk because of you. Oh. Because of your recommendation. I did almond milk for the longest.
Yeah.
And then switched to oat. We switched to oat.
Do you put like vanilla oat or just regular oat?
I do the no sugar one.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I be putting that joint in the freezer just to get the temperature right, you know? Because temperature control is half of a cereal battle. Yep. If you don't have your cereal temperature controlled,
yeah,
that's really, you're missing out on it. So next, what'd I say?
You said, all you said is Apple Jacks.
All I said is Apple, did you say two?
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles, I'm going to tell you a story. Fruity Pebbles, you know them score. Big mixing bowls?
Yes, sure. Like a bowl, just a
mixing bowl, like a salad bowl, or like a
sure,
or a mixing bowl. Where a you big put bowl. Stuff in a big old fruit salad big bowl, but a big bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I pour a whole box of Fruity Pebbles in that joint. I mean, a whole box.
Uh huh.
Literally a whole box.
I believe you.
And I will chow it down. It's just Rice and Krispies.
Mm-hmm.
No wait. Yeah.
No, it's just fruit and pebbles.
But Fruity Pebbles are just flavored sugary Rice Krispies.
Is right? that what it is?
I'm
I don't think
sure.
it's rice. I think it's like little.
No,
like,
it's rice.
I think it's just weaponized sugar.
Nah, Fruity Pebbles is gluten free.
Really?
I'm pretty
no
positive.
Way.
I'm pretty positive.
That's kind of crazy.
And if it's gluten free, then it's gluten. Wait, then it's rice.
Okay.
Rice based. It's like a Rice Krispies, a fruity Rice Krispies. What's your next one?
Honey Smacks.
What'd you say?
Honey Smacks.
They only got that in Maryland or what?
Bro, you don't know about Honey Smacks?
What's a Honey Smack?
You like honey? Like flavored stuff?
Sure.
You like Honey Smacks, bro.
But like top five?
They smack, dog. The Honey Smacks smack.
I'm just saying.
You know the box.
Like
you have to know the box.
Instead of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you put Honey Smacks?
I can't do Cinnamon Toast Crunch because it just makes me too gassy. I like it, but I can't ever eat
well,
it.
Well, I didn't ask about that. I said, what's the top five cereals?
No, but I never experienced it enough because
I
have
eat...
such a bad post-cereal experience with it. I've only had Cinnamon Toast Crunch probably 3-4 times in my life.
I don't eat any of these cereals, but they're still my top five.
I'm saying I'm a cereal kind of guy. Like, I enjoy cereal.
Cereal what?
Like, I enjoy cereal.
Every day? I eat cereal for dessert.
Hey, what's up?
I eat cereal for dessert.
Yeah. Like, now cereal's a treat, for sure. But, like, I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and it's probably... It may be in my top five. It's definitely really good. Way too sugary, and always makes me fart. Like, bad. Like, bad.
Like, don't want to be in the same
room. It kind of, like, disrupts the whole experience for me because I have to deal with the aftermath of it.
I feel like you should give it another shot. You should try again.
Well, yeah, I like it going down, but coming out is just not good.
I'm saying give it another chance. That's all. And don't overthink it.
Okay.
Give it one more go, you know? It's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
I'm gonna name the rest of mine.
Okay.
I'm just gonna name them all. Apple Jacks, Fruity Pebbles, Cap'n Crunch, Reese Puffs, and the crowd favorite.
Reese Puffs cereal, for real?
Well, I tell you, I don't eat any of these cereals, but they're my top five
Reese Puffs
of all time.
Trash.
It's not. And we're gonna go right into here, the crowd favorite. Everyone
say
is
say at the same time.
Everyone's gonna hate me for it.
Okay.
And no one is gonna agree.
Okay, we're gonna say it at the same time or what?
You're not gonna say the same thing as me.
I'm pretty sure we
it's
are.
It's not even gonna be close.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna be.
No, you're gonna say Wheat Thins or mini wheats or something.
I'm just saying on count of three.
We're not gonna say the same thing.
I think
there's
we'll.
No possible way.
I think we will.
This is a very unusual pick.
Okay,
for
I'm
a
ready.
Top five cereal.
Sure,
all
I'm,
time.
And I'm ready to say the same thing as you.
You're not gonna say the same
I think
thing.
I might.
There's no way.
Well, take a shot. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Raisin Bran.
No. No.
Oreo O's?
Yeah.
You thought I was gonna say Oreo O's?
You went. What did you even say?
I said Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you, 85-year-old grandmother?
That's what I said. I said no one's gonna pick what I'm gonna say. And then you went Oreo O's because I said no one's gonna think of this?
Yeah, because they don't make them anymore.
Yep. People like Oreos.
Yeah, but they don't make the cereal anymore. I thought you were like, man, it was such a good cereal, they should bring it back.
No. No one eats
Which they should.
No one eats Raisin Bran.
Yeah, for good reason. It's like, it's on the top tier of like, you want to be healthy.
It's in my top five.
Bro.
In my top five.
When you eat cereal, it's not supposed to be like a healthy experience. It's literally like to be enjoyable. And you go Raisin Bran?
I mean, the comments are on my side.
Okay.
I love
I see
it.
One...
Yes, Raisin Bran. Two scoops so good. Raisin Bran, the only cereal. Raisin Bran, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
More like Raisin Bland, bro.
Raisin Bran is one of my favorite. Kind of ashamed to let people know. Facts. Raisin Bran tastes like baby poop.
Yo, Jared, can you frame this one a little better? The white one? Just tilt it down.
And who?
Oh, and I didn't say my one. My one is Cap'n Crunch, but it's Crunch Berries.
Yeah, Cap'n Crunch. That's
yeah, but which one?
That's a staple.
There's different ones. There's.
Are you eating only the berries?
No, they have the Oops Only Berries, but that's too much, bro.
So there's only one other one, Cap'n Crunch, and it has berries in it.
Captain Crunch Berry. But they have like peanut butter crunch. They have regular Captain
no,
Crunch.
I'm talking about Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, this if Crunch Berry.
That's what Cap'n Crunch is.
No, there's different kinds. Regular Captain Crunch is just the yellow things.
No, they don't make that. They never did.
They still make it.
I never heard of it.
I can't
it's
tell.
It's not on a shelf.
It's on a shelf.
Never seen it. Never seen it. All right. We going into this. Do you have an intro for this segment?
Which one is this?
The Drew Do You Believe It segment? You got an intro for that? No intro for this.
Okay, we'll make one.
We going into Do You Believe It? In other words, true or false. Do you believe it? No, wait, it's called Do It Feel Right.
Do It Feel Right.
It's called Do It Feel Right.
Okay.
Yeah, not Do You Believe It. It's called Do You Feel Right.
Okay.
Do it feel right.
Do
okay,
it feel right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
15% of daily Google searches have never been searched before. What? Think about it. True or false?
My mind's going like, is it like specifically what you type in? Like word for word? Hasn't been searched before? Or like...
Do I look like the guy asking the question?
I have a black bruise on my kneecap. What is it? Because that, I mean, that's... I feel like people...
Like word for word?
Yeah, I feel like most Google searches are just like... People trying to self-doctor themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or like how to make waffles.
No.
Homemade syrup. What is syrup made of?
Yeah, stuff like that. But I feel like 15% of searches are stuff
daily
that people have never heard.
Daily.
I'm going to go true because it's low enough that I believe it. But it still, it blows my mind.
So it feels right.
It feels right, yeah. It feels right. Or it's going to be false and it's going to be higher.
It's true. How do you, what? 15%?
Bro, I'm 3 for 3 on that.
15%?
Can we just take a moment to...
No.
I'm so smart.
We're not ever taking moments. 15% have never been searched before?
Yeah. Every day, bro.
A day?
It's got to be like the...
What are people searching?
I think it's got to be like people making typos, bro.
Nah. What are people searching?
Because people can't read.
What are they searching?
I can't read.
I know that about you.
I feel like it's people typing normal stuff. They just
spell it wrong.
Hit some typos.
Must be.
You ever go to a website and miss a letter?
Yeah.
If you go to a website called iamawesome.com, all it is a page, and the top left is just says it's true, and there's no, you can't click nothing.
I like it.
Yeah. I found that in middle school.
What was that one hopefully website where it was like just a bunch of small pictures or something? And every
Instagram?
No. I'm going to do another one. Did this feel right?
Okay, I'm ready.
There are more libraries in the United States than McDonald's is. McDonald's is. There are more libraries in the United States than McDonald's is.
McDonald's. Yeah.
Is there an apostrophe?
Yeah, at the end of the S.
After the S.
Yeah.
McDonald's is.
Yeah, that's going to be false. There's more McDonald's than libraries.
I don't know the answer.
Wait, what?
As of 2021, I don't know the answer.
But as of when?
As of 2017?
It's still true. I mean, false. There's more McDonald's. They're not going to be building libraries.
There are more libraries.
Dang.
As of 2017.
It just feels like the guy who wrote that was like impressed with how many McDonald's is.
Yeah, there. That's the whole point.
Dang.
Think about it.
Where are you getting these facts from?
Google.
Not really fact checks.
I'm adding to the 15% Google search.
Hey, I need questions for Freddie Show Podcast.
What we need is to get all these intros going up. Next one is a Patreon.
That's
question.
That's wild though, right?
What?
The amount of McDonald's there, right? There's more, I think I saw the other day.
How many are there?
More McDonald's than churches.
Did you know McDonald's, they're not even stressing the burger.
Yeah, it's a real estate business.
They're in the real estate business.
Yeah, that's the video I saw by the dude that wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
All right.
It's a good book. Great book. Have you read it?
I think I read like the first couple chapters.
Yeah. It was a really good book. But yeah, that's the guy that said that, had that viral video thing.
I don't think I saw that video. Maybe I just read it.
Do I need to pull a Patreon up?
Okay, yes, that's for your job. You're the Patreon guy.
I'm doing it. Hey, nice hoodie, bro. Where'd you get it?
This one. This episode is sponsored by the members of Patreon and the members of the fieldright.shop. Merchandise purchasing.
You're such a good pitcher, bro.
Thanks. I'm not good at selling stuff. But if you want to support us, we have Patreon. We have different tiers. We have a dollar tier. We have another tier and another tier. And then we also have merchandise so you can purchase at feelsright.shop. And Jarrett, in the future, will be putting feelsright.shop on the screen when I say it. And he will be putting other things. And we're going to have an intro for the Patreon segment with, like, some people's names and stuff. Like a mirage of the people's names that support us. You know, like, boom, ba da ba da ba boom. They zoom in and they...
Okay.
What?
I got a good question.
Okay, what's the name?
This Patreon question...
Wait, thank you for supporting us.
Stefan
Stefan
Stefan Baltimore.
Stefan from Baltimore.
No, his last name is Baltimore. That's how we do say it, though. Coming down to Baltimore. Okay. Nick, yes. I got a question for you.
Hit me, dude.
Hey, Jared, are you recording this into OBS?
This guy. I don't know what we hired him for. Go ahead.
Nick, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
At what age do you stop inviting people to your birthday party?
I see what you're trying to do. I'm going to go with...
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you have like a sweet 16. Like some people have that, right?
Yeah.
So like I was thinking about that. But I feel like that's just like family and like, does that count? And like some probably just some of your best friends. Like,
yeah. I don't know
that. But like, so it's been a while since I've invited anyone to my birthday party. Typically my wife will do a dinner or something and she'll invite people. But I haven't invited anyone to anything in a long time.
Yeah, 14 is the right answer.
Is it 14?
I would say the same. Because I think 13 is like you hitting 21 as a teenager. Like, is that's it? Like, I'm 13. Whoa. I'm a teenager.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Everybody come over to my pool party. Like, I feel like that's the kind of vibe it is when you turn 13. But after that, it's like when you're 14, it's like turning 22. Like, what's the point? There's no, like, real point until you're 16, you know? Until you can drive a car, like, you really don't matter at age 14 or 15.
If, like, 16, 17, you just drive into your friend's house and doing whatever, I guess, right?
For what?
For your birthday.
14, 15?
No. Did you not hear what I speak?
I mean, yeah, I was going to say that's pretty illegal.
I said, like, 16, 17.
Yeah, 16, 17. Yeah. And then after that, yeah. I feel like 13 is the last acceptable age to have, like, a birthday
to invite
party.
Your own friends, like a pinata.
Yeah,
like 13, you have to. That's the last pinata.
That's kind of sad. That's pretty sad.
We just threw a birthday party for my son. I mean, while my wife planned it out, I showed up and I did some.
You were
things.
There.
I did some. Well, I was helpful, you know, but I didn't do a lot of the planning and the prepping, leading up to on the day of. I'm in there. I'm getting
a pirate ship guy.
Getting my hands dirty. But it was full pirate themed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pirate themed.
You say you built a pirate ship.
We did, had a cardboard. Yeah. Pirate ship, don't have cannonballs, had secret trap doors.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Secret trap doors.
Costumes.
Did you dress up like a pirate?
Tattoos, temporary tattoos.
Bro, those were the best as a kid.
Pinatas. We had all that.
What was your favorite, like, yard toy as a kid?
As a kid, a yard toy?
Yeah.
What is that? Give me a...
Like a slip and slide.
Whoa.
I'm taking that one so you can't. That was my favorite.
Well, I have no idea. I don't think I really played. I just kind of was working. Like trampoline?
Trampoline.
I'll show you. I'll plug it. Next time, Jared will have a video and we'll plug it.
You look like a trampoline guy.
And then I'll show you some of my old flipping videos. We'll play it.
Oh, can't wait, dude.
We'll play it. Have you ever watched any?
Counting the minutes. No, I can't wait.
Have you ever watched any?
No, and I'm dying.
Dying
to watch them.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I just can't wait to watch you do flips, and I'll have to act impressed.
I mean, they're pretty impressive. So I'm going to show
you. Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
I'll show you. Thank you for the Patreon question, Steve. Steven?
Stefan.
You know what time it is. Roll the intro for Rock, Paper, Scissors. Now.
It's not an OBS yet.
Put it in there. Okay. It's your whole job. You have one of them. I want the intro to roll, so we're going to wait.
All right, guys.
You ready?
How's everybody doing? Alicia, thanks for coming out. I feel like I say that wrong every time, and I make a comment that I say it wrong every time. Yo, Joker of Life, what's up, dude?
Tory. What's the Jarrett situation? Y'all want the update real quick while he's loading that up?
Oh, they want the update.
He's going to get fired soon. We did hire him, but I don't know for how long because, my Lord, you know, It's like we're just still working by ourselves. I'm kidding, Jarrett.
I hope so.
I'm kidding, Jarrett.
You just have to realize Nick is very sarcastic 90% of the time.
You just have to.
And 10% of the time he's being serious, you just have to let that go too. Cause it doesn't matter.
We'll get you a today list, okay? It's like a to-do list, but stuff to do today. All right. We doing rock, paper, you got the intro loaded? What do you mean, see if it works?
It's green keyed.
Yeah, it's fine. What that means. Just roll it, and if it doesn't work, it'll be fine.
I don't know what green key means.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Hey, go ahead. I can't look.
Scissors, shoot.
Okay, go for it.
It did it?
It was zoomed in. Go for it.
I want
zoomed in. Run it again. I don't want it to be zoomed in. I want y'all to see his intro.
We worked hard for this.
What do you mean get it cleaned up? I'm about to watch it roll through. Did it roll through yet? This joint's on a lag on our end. I want to see it, though. Date for the fall merch drop? My wife just came in here to...
Oh, look at it.
That junk is... Wow. That was awful.
You can see
through it. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, we're going to do it again because that was some doo-doo. She came in here to talk to us about what we want, but...
For what?
She came at the wrong time. What do you mean for what? For the merch.
Oh.
We pick it all out.
Because we got that fall drop coming, right?
That's not happening.
Not happening?
No, that message someone sent me.
Oh.
What did you say?
You just talked to me like I was the recipient?
No, I was talking to them. The fall drop is probably like November, like 1st.
Like January, February.
What's the date today? Yeah, it's realistically like November 1st. I'm going to be the fall drop. But it's going to be really good because we're putting a lot of
effort
into it. Clarissa is saying the audio's messed up. So we can't be using this Black Magic no more because the file size is too big. What?
It would only do that for that camera.
I think it is.
It does it for all the cameras. When I tried to start recording, it got unsynced.
What does that mean?
So like Cake said record, so when we started recording again, like recording to OBS,
oh,
it like lagged and now it's catching up.
No, this joint broken, dude. This joint broken. Stop recording in OBS.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not instant.
This joint doo-doo. We're going to figure it out.
I think I'm out of focus.
I mean, just focus on the wall, that's all.
Jarrett's trying his best over here.
Did we get the thing fixed to the size of the rock, paper, scissors?
I have to play it. Like,
play it, dude. Play it.
I have to play it multiple times to resize it.
What does that mean?
Like you have
to. Let you resize it unless you're like previewing it. OBS is stupid.
It's going to rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Stare me the whole time.
Okay. Let's do it.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Wait, sorry, I said the wrong thing.
When you threw a rock, so it's fine.
Rock, paper, scissors, paper. Rock, paper, scissors, rock. Rock, paper, scissors, scissors. Ah!
I'm up 2-0. 3-0 if we want to be real about it.
Nah.
I'm up 2-0, 3-0 if you want to be real about it.
You 2-0, dude.
All right, Gakes, you know what time it is.
This is dog boo.
You know what time it is.
What time is it, bro?
Do you have the timer?
The 30-second
thing.
What do we got?
Yeah, I told you that. Like,
you said you got the timer. It's right here.
I said it's not. Everything's not in OBS yet. Because I was working last night to even make them.
What up, baby?
I thought that's what we was doing in the when we went to get lunch.
Do a podcast.
What
you say?
No. Fixing cameras, the mics, everything.
We can just drag it in there, right? The timer. When I mentioned. I was like, we got the Cakes Conspiracies. We got that thing.
We got Cakes Conspiracies and Ain't No Way right now. That's
those are in OBS?
Yeah, they're loaded up.
Now we'll drop that one joint in there. Is that going to look good or bad?
The Cakes finally lose. Bro, I haven't won since we
again.
Started.
Yeah.
The count.
We're going into Cakes' Raven Rant. You get 30 seconds.
Wait, that's it?
I'm starting a timer.
Wait, I only get 30 seconds?
30 seconds to do your Raven
Rant. That's not enough time,
you
bro.
You got 25 seconds left.
All right, guys. Justin Tucker hit the game-winning field goal for 66 yards. That is an NFL record. He is the greatest of all time playing.
Wait, that was the Ravens game?
Yes, bro.
I saw that highlight.
Stop. You're wasting my time. Lamar Jackson continuing to prove that he is one of the elite quarterbacks in the league, throwing for 4th and 19 to get us into field goal range. Sammy Watkins could have went out of bounds, but he didn't. But Lamar Jackson putting the team on his back with so many injuries around him, he is just proving that he is one of the best players in the
world.
3 seconds. And
that's it. Maybe another time you'll get some more, but I'm glad that's over. But I want you to have what you want. So I want you to have that moment.
Thanks.
Next we have...
Tucker's the goat.
Next we have a random crazy story that I read on the internet. Matter of fact, how long has this podcast been so far?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. Just keep going, dude.
30? It's already been 30? All right, then I'm going to skip that. And we're going to go and say that next week or next episode. We're going to go into case conspiracies. Watch the intro. Is it happening?
Heck yeah, dude.
You're in, dude. conspiracy hat on. Next time we're going to have like a green screen and he's going to be somewhere else.
How do I look?
I don't know.
I need to redo this up, dude. Does it look good? Okay?
Hey, look at our thing. Look at us.
You spell conspiracy wrong.
Look at us.
Did I really?
You put conspirance or something.
Fix it later. We'll do it later. All right, what do you want? Go ahead.
Hey, bro. All right. So this is conspiracy, and it's not like outrageous, but when I heard it, I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. Okay. So do you know... like fine art, like really abstract fine art, will sell for like millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And you'll see the stuff and it's like, I mean, that's cool, but that sold for $8 million?
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Fine art sold like that is really just money laundering. And they use that...
every time or just like...
like pretty much every time.
Like 90%?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because they need a way to show that they had a sale to launder the money at that scale. And fine art, you can't put a price on art. So this, that sold for $9 million. Give me my money.
Who's laundering?
Drug dealers and like, I don't know.
And they
people
just...
people that sell expensive stuff.
Well, snap. Then I might just... become a laundry laundering painting person.
And this can also be applied to, I think we've talked about this with you before, like mattress firms.
We've definitely talked about it because I've never seen one person ever inside of one.
Yeah. How often do people buy mattresses? Once every 10 years? And there's like how many mattress stores?
Here's the thing. Here's a little mattress fact.
Now hit me with a mat fact, dude.
We spend a third of our life on a mattress.
Yeah.
We should invest in a good one.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion.
It's not that unpopular. It's a pretty good saying.
I think most people just are grandfathered into their mattress. Hand-me-downs. Have you ever went to a mattress store?
Not by, like, no.
Where'd you get your bed?
Online.
Where did you get your bed before that bed? Because then I know why you got that bed. Where'd you get the bed before that bed? Somebody gave it to you.
No. I went to a mattress store and got it.
You bought it from a mattress store?
I think so. Pretty sure.
For your bed in like your college dorm bed, that bed was just there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then like the bed you grew up on.
Maybe it was given to me. I don't remember.
Like somebody
I feel
upgraded.
Like I bought it. I feel like it was new.
You or went someone and bought a bed.
Someone bought it and gave it to me. Yeah. As a gift.
A hand-me-down.
But it was a new bed.
Brand new bed. Someone bought you a brand new bed. Mm-hmm. Who's out there going buying people brand new beds?
I don't know. It was about that life. Bought me a bed.
Back to your conspiracy. I'm not against it.
It makes sense. I saw it and I was like, I guess that's a conspiracy, but like, that's pretty legitimate.
I mean, I could lean on the side of that's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that.
But it is conspiracy because it's not like openly like we money launder.
No, facts.
But
I will say it's believable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm over 50% that it's like I know people are doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's
the scale majority. Of how much. Yeah. Yeah. But I think there's it's just like there's no I mean I guess I could be wrong, but uh-huh. there's like no piece of artwork that I'm like I'll spend $50 million on that.
Right.
On a painting. Like right. I'm sure there's some people and it really moves some people and like I get it like, right. in some extreme example, like, yeah. but for the most part, I think it's a way just to move money around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna take a turn because I wanna see the intro play. We're gonna go into an Ain't No Way. Okay. We're gonna go into an Ain't No Way.
That was just the all right.
The Ain't No Way intro has been rolled. What did you guys think about that? Because I'm pretty excited about
it. I just talked
intros.
Over it the entire time.
You did, because you don't pay attention to Jarrett when he does his pointing. I think, okay, and this is fact. This okay. is fact. All right. I have
mm-hmm.
jumped over a vehicle.
Yeah.
I have jumped over a vehicle. Like, over the top. Like, a vehicle is sitting there. I've run up, like, your car. In high school, I've jumped over the top of it and cleared it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think I could still do that today. I think I could still do that today. Like, your car parked out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could run up to it, jump over it without touching it, and land on the other side.
The shorter way, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jump over your car and land on the ground. I think I could. It would be close. Because I used to could leap.
There ain't no way.
You don't think I could do it?
I don't think so.
Legit.
I think that you're gonna... I think that you probably physically could. I just think that, you know...
Because I'm not gonna give it a lot of tries.
You got two kids. You're 30.
What'd you say?
There's just a lot going for you in the future, and I think you're gonna be halfway up, and you'll be like, I could just be sure I could put my hand down on this top of this car.
You don't think I'll commit?
Yeah,
I think I'm too afraid to commit.
I see you gonna get halfway up. You'd be like, ah,
because I do. I would need to warm up. What'd you say? I can't hear you. Stop saying it. I would need to. I would need to stretch. Do a couple laps.
Yeah, couple.
Maybe put on like basketball shoes or something. Maybe some shorts. Get really aerodynamic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shave my legs.
Excuse me. What?
Just for a flight path.
No, okay.
You don't want any turbulence when you're
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, because that'll cause some drafts.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want that. So, but I'm going to do it.
bro, there ain't no way, bro.
I'm saying I really, like... I would say I think I could do it more than I think I can't do it.
I think you could do it. I just think you're going to...
I will say I haven't done it in 10 years.
I don't know. I just saw you run up these steps earlier and you was winded.
I was exhausted. I could barely... I needed a 15-minute break.
But when we first met, you was still in your jumping mode.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah, and once you hit 30, it's doggy.
What'd you say?
I said once you hit 30.
I didn't really think you should stop airing out other people's business on live television.
I've never been on live television before.
Somebody's had a week to prepare, and I got to wash my feet. Dang. Hey, I got delusional self-belief. You feel me?
What? Yeah, I think you have as much chance as I do to clear the car.
What? You couldn't even clear the hood, bro.
Why?
Look at you and those little legs. What are they going to do?
I thought we were not airing out people's business, bro.
I didn't say you were short.
I'm saying that you're 30.
Not 30.
You're not.
Those itty bitty little things, they get on the jump.
Those old legs, bro.
We said old legs.
Those old legs going to snap.
What are you talking about?
You go out to get some crutches after.
Nah, dog.
With them 30-year-old legs. I'm going
to tighten up these Chucks, jump over the car, and get a Chuck sponsorship.
No, you're not, bro.
I'm going to get a Converse sponsorship. I'm going to get a Converse sponsorship out of it.
No, you're not. You're going to get a Walker.
Don't disrespect me like that on live television ever again. All right, here what we're going to do. I
found your soft spot.
No, you didn't. We're going into a live viewer requested topic. So right now, send them in there. Start typing your questions in. Type them.
I baited you for that.
I don't know. I can't hear you anymore. Type your questions in. And then do you want to pick it or do you want me to pick it? As they're rolling through.
I'll pick it because you picked last time.
As they're rolling through, let the questions just fill. And then Cakes is going to look at a random moment and...
Whatever I find, we talk about.
Whatever you find is what we talk about. Okay? Here we go. Don't look yet because we have a lag on the video. So I'm just trying to, you know...
Buy some time.
Trying to get this thing to roll through. Hope you guys like the new format. We're going to keep that rocking and rolling. We did... Oh, wait. Here we go. And copy and paste your comments so them joints is rolling. Copy and pasting so they rolling. So we can see all of them. All right. And go.
These are all talking about you jumping a car.
You're not reading.
What am I doing?
What color are school subjects? What musician would you bring back for one last concert? Okay, what color
are school subjects? All the ones that I saw were talking about you jumping a car. Okay, history, yellow.
Wait.
Science, green. Blue is English. Math is red. That's it.
Did you say green?
Green is science.
And you said, what is English?
Blue.
That's fact. Science, fact. Math, fact. Yellow is what?
History.
That's the only one giving me a...
What else would be
yellow? Well, I don't know. What are the other colors? Why are there only four colors?
These are the only subjects. There's purple.
Dang, all
I guess history could be purple.
History might be purple. What is yellow? Art? No. What is yellow? History might be purple.
No, I think I always did history as yellow.
Huh. I'm not even sure. If you want to pick another one, you can. There's some good. They're rolling through, but...
History's brown. Ain't no way, bro.
Is history brown?
Which set... Okay. Nick. Huh? Which Sesame Street character am I?
Oscar.
No, I was just going to say for you.
No, you're Oscar.
Why am I Oscar?
He's the guy in the trash can, right?
Yeah.
That's why. Yellow is social studies? Is that the same thing as history?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, you Big Bird, dog.
I know that. Leader of the pack.
No, you just awkwardly...
Tall.
Shaped.
Leader of the pack. The reason people watch the show. I'm kidding. That's all we got time for today.
See you later.
We'll see you next time.
All right. Hey, it feel right, don't it? I only ever